inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios as Patriots this week continues. And on Sunday, as the Pats took control of the game against the Cincinnati Bengals, once again, Vontaze Burfict and company lost their sense of self-control, guys. We learned a lot more when we had a chance to see some of the video from the coach's tape. Vontaze Burfict takes a dive at Martellus Bennett's knee, his back of his left knee, and then he stomps on LeGarrette Blount, and yet in the course of all that, two Patriots draw penalties, Rob Gronkowski and LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, and I was wrong on that one. And I said Rob did everything right, and somebody else lost his poise, and it was me and the booth, because you see your offense playing a perfect game, and you see your big players, guys like Rob Gronkowski, finally getting emotional. And I think that's as close to healthy as Rob can be. And when he plays with emotion, he gives it a little back. I mean, he's a guy that's getting banged around in it. So if you're going to throw the flag for him saying something, I have an issue with that. If he throws the football or leans over somebody, then you got something. But perfect, the hit on Bennett, I could maybe see him trying to talk his way out because of the pump. The stomp on Blount, inexcusable. That's where he's a dirtbag player.
And he has a history. He's got a history. He's been suspended for three games already this year, fined previously as well for his flagrant acts.
Yeah, and to be honest, the thing that he's done in the past on any other hit pales in comparison to the Bennett. To me, it's not even close. And for this reason, linebackers read quarterback shoulders. When you read and you think, you get faked out. You don't get faked out, take three, maybe four steps, take a dive at the end from 5 yards away. That's BS, right? So and here's the greater issue. There is sort of a fraternity of players in the league that are linebackers. They're the tough guys. You know, the guys that are mid-sized that have to hit guys that weigh 320, they have to hit the big dudes on the rundowns, direct hit, that hurts, right? That's, you have to have a sense of something about you to go do that. So on one play, you're doing that. The next play, you're a snake in the grass on a 260-pound guy with his back to you. Are you kidding me? It's cowardly. It's nothing more than that. Because when linebackers, you weigh 250, he weighs about what you weigh, and he's got his back to you. You live for that. You love that. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's a big bacon cheeseburger right there just to go gobble up. Guys, don't do that. That was just a cowardly move.
I didn't have a problem Pac-Man Jones going low on Rob to get him down.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Different.
I think
that's
Rob
different.
Was just excited he got up and just start talking to him.
This is a guy with a history of those kind of actions. Then you talk about some other guys around the league who are being penalized for just having fun.
Dumb.
In the case of Vernon Davis of the Redskins, he takes a jump shot after he scores a touchdown. And I understand there are crass actions. Antonio Brown of the Steelers has been penalized a couple of times for those. But this is a guy who's just having a little fun out there. And certainly didn't seem to be over the top.
As long as you're not showing somebody up, as long as you're not using the football as a prop. The problem with Vernon Davis was he was using the football as a prop. Problem was, that changed field position and ends up changing the score of that football game. Now you screwed your team.
It's a great sign, though, of why the NFL doesn't get it. Okay, understand that this is the new year where
they got you on a technicality.
This is the new year where two unsportsmanlike penalties count towards ejections. Understand, what Burfict did to Bennett would count as a personal foul. A little unnecessary roughness. Actually would not count against the two ejections. He can do what is, in football terms, one of the dirtiest things you can do on a football field. That actually wouldn't count. You know, would have? It's faking that. That makes absolutely no sense.
You guys have been on the field. You've been in that fray. There's a lot of talk that goes on.
Yeah.
Of course.
Talk about your mama, his mama, my mama, how big my mama is.
So it's not just linebackers.
Oh, no.
It's everyone.
No, they're twisting your legs. They know what the injury report is. Yeah.
Well, I think that's an important point, though, with the stomp. I think it's worth mentioning that it's totally filthy to stomp. Right? A stomp is going to break your skin. It's going to give you a deep bruise. It's going to hurt. It's not going to feel good. But I think most guys in the NFL would prefer to be stepped on, which happens a lot, that have their knees blown out, especially from the back.
When we come back, we'll talk about a team that for a long time in the NFL has represented toughness, the Pittsburgh Steelers, right after this on Patriots This Week.